the last time you and I did a show, we talked about reverse speech. And we talked about how children develop speech, typically in a mirroring process. That was my paradigm for it. And so they're reversing their fives and their s's and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since we talked, I've also discovered that Sally Shaymitz, Dr. Sally Shaymitz, has actually done some brain scans that validate that. But let that be something else. Now, one of your listeners contacted me following the show and said, is it possible that this reverse speech that you hear in children, that when you reverse it and play it backwards, is meaningful speech? Is it possible that that babble in Alzheimer's patients is the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay, you stop and you think, now wait a minute, Alzheimer's patients, you know, we actually see a reversal with an Alzheimer's patient. You know, one day they're in the solitudes and the next day it's liquid.
Right.
One day, you understand. So, no, there's never been any research done like this, but, you know, this would be a great study to do. So I called Jack Turner, Dr. John L. Turner. I think you know John, don't you? He's a neurologist in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so I called Jack.
You said
on the
Hawaii,
phone.
They ring a bell.
Yeah. Well, I called Jack on the phone, you know, a practicing neurologist. If you got access to a Alzheimer patient population. And he said, yeah, I believe I do. And I explained to him what I wanted to do. He agreed. So four of us put together a good study. And I think it is a good study. We brought in a general systems theorist, Ernie Morgan, and we brought in a speech, reverse speech and EVP specialist, Dr. Ingrid Irwin, and of course, John and myself. And what we did is we started some recordings. Now, we're going to present the final results in the ISM, the International Society of Subtle Energy Medicine, the spring of this year. But I can tell you this, and I'll tell you first, because it's appropriate you hear it first.
Right.
We have meaningful speech, and I mean meaningful, when we reverse Alzheimer babble from some subjects. Now,
that's amazing.
It is. It is. I mean, and just think of, you know, how important that can be to their families and their caretakers. Absolutely amazing. But it was one of your listeners that said, has this ever been done? And if it hadn't been for that, we wouldn't have done it.
I love that.
Yeah, I do, too. You know, I do, too. That's what makes it worthwhile, isn't it? By the way, you might be interested in this, and just an aside. Dr. Elmer Green did a series, three books, the Ozaki Book of the Dead series, and his wife had Alzheimer's. And he's actually one of the founders of the International Society of Subtle Energy Medicine. And he believed that Alzheimer's patients actually were communicating with the other side, with what's known as the bardo. One of the things that we found with one of the subjects in this study is apparently an EVP. We not only have a meaningful reversal in the very first minute or so of the babble, but we have an electronic voice phenomenon.
Which you did not expect, I bet.
No, didn't expect it at all. And I had no idea. Never even thought about it. In fact, when we got it, and I was alerted, I mean, you know, I'm listening to sound, what is this? And then you start sharing. I didn't know anything about EVPs. I made it a point to learn everything I could, obviously, and
yeah.
That's how I found out about, you know, well, there's this correspondence. There's this guy, Elmer Green, you know, Dr. Elmer Green, that did all this work. He wrote all these books. His wife had Alzheimer's. I had never heard of that. I hadn't seen it. But, you know, I did a radio show. I have my own radio show. I think you know that.
Yeah.
And on my website for your listening audience, they can go to eldentaylor.com/EVP. And hear a whole lot of EVP recordings, because I got the EVP experts in the show, and then I had them bring on all these recordings. And, you know, Jack kind of orchestrated the expertise because he accidentally acquired his first EVP from a friend of his that passed over. You know, there are a number there that the listening audience can go to. They can download them. They can listen to them online. It's kind of incredible stuff, but it's not my field. I just, you know, okay, that said, what is exciting to me is that we have meaningful speech in Alzheimer's patients, and we'll be presenting those findings in the spring of this year.
Oh, that could be a breakthrough, Eldon.
I think it's huge. I think it's really huge. You know, you think about it, a loved one comes to, you know, care center where their mother, their father, their grandmother, whatever, you know, approaches them, says, how are you, Grandma?
Yeah.
And you know, if you reverse that, Grandma might be saying, I'm cold.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get a blanket.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's what we're getting. We're not just getting speech. We're getting meaningful speech.
I wonder
speech
if you can,
coming back is context relevant.
I wonder if you can invent some kind of technology that when they speak, it reverses it so the other person can hear it without, you know, running around with a tape recorder or something like that.
Right. That would be the next thing to do, and you can count that somebody's going to do that. I mean, today with, you know, laptop computers and the audio equipment that they come, you know, out of the chute ready to go with, you would think that, you know, that's 10 seconds behind our show today.